Thank you, and we're going back to the classroom today to learn more about farming practices that a lot of us non-farmers may have heard about, but don't really understand. After I tell you, we're sponsored by the Chevy Silverado HD. Experience your life in HD. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. Our ag teacher again today is...
Chase Brown, a sixth-generation farmer just west of Decatur in Macon County.
Chase was kind enough to join us last week to educate us about no-till farming, which was trending after that I-55 dirt storm. He said no-till keeps the farmer's most precious asset, topsoil, from blowing away. Still, there are farmers who aren't buying into conservation farming. He is seeing a shift, though.
And I think the biggest reason for that is technology. Our equipment has gotten much better. The equipment can handle planting into those high residues. 20, 30 years ago, farmers would often see a yield drag by no-tilling. Well, with today's modern equipment, oftentimes, farmers can no-till and see little to no yield drag. And farmers are always concerned about yield because that's what pays the bills.
Yeah, I get that. Okay, what about cover crops?
And what that is planting a crop that we don't harvest in between our cash crops.
Things like?
Clovers, legumes, cereal rye, radishes to keep soil in place, hold moisture, maybe sequester some nutrients that were left over from the previous cash crops. And then when they die, it will release it back to the cash crop that's going to follow it.
Okay, another farming term we've heard about, strip till.
For a farmer that isn't ready to give up tillage, but realizes the benefits of no-till, strip till is a nice blend of the two. And it makes a swath about 10 inches wide through the field, and it clears a path. So it's bare dirt for 10 inches. It makes a beautiful seed bed to plant into, and then it leaves residue between the next pass of 10 inches.
And now you know a little. For more, you can go to Facebook.
Brown Seed Sales is the best way to find me.
Okie doke. On our calendar, today is National Coconut Cream Pie Day, and in light of that accident last week and the ongoing need for blood donations, today is World Red Cross Day. I'm Steve Alexander, and that's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.